Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I've tried to talk to a couple people about this when I saw this pop up today. And this is how bad people are. Both of the people I brought this up to are pretty liberal. And before I could even get a discussion going, they were both like, But I just think it's funny. I thought it was more funny than anything. And then I found out a little bit more about it. And there's a lot behind the scenes that is not discussed. So, last month, Governor Abbott in Texas kind of made headlines because he started busing illegal immigrants from Texas to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was kind of cool, too. Because New York City has always stated that they're a sanctuary state.
Correct, yeah.
And Texas is like, we're getting overwhelmed with these wide open borders. And that's not a political statement. These are real numbers that there's more people coming over now than have ever come over, ever. So if you want to say the borders are closed because Kamala Harris said that, then you could just believe that. But the fact is, they're not. And that's not me being a right winger. That's facts. If it was happening during Obama too. Okay, it's happened with every president. But it's just happening more now than it ever has before. So I thought it was kind of funny when they were busing them to New York, and then the mayor of New York was like, "We can't take care of these people. Stop it." And then Governor Abbott responded with, "Yeah, we can't either. So this is what we're doing." And is it a political move? Sure. But it was still funny. So the news popped off today, and the big story of the day. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, making big, big news because he took two full planes full of illegal immigrants and flew them to Martha's Vineyard, a very wealthy island near Boston that's known to house the homes of very elite, mostly Democrats. I just thought it was pretty funny. I laughed pretty hard when I saw it. And a lot of people are very frowning upon it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but I just don't understand. Why is it okay for us to take care of them, but not Martha's Vineyard? You know what I mean?
Because it's going against what they want to happen, right? I mean, it's the same thing. Biden sent truckloads of them to Florida.
I remember.
And people forget that, and nobody says anything about that. That's what's right. So frustrating. But it's just boomer logic to point out hypocrisy because these people don't care about hypocrisy.
Of course.
They want to win.
Yeah.
So they're going to scream and yell, and you just go, disagree. Now, I think, honestly, it is a stunt.
Oh, of course it
is. And I think it would have been better to just put them on a plane back to Mexico or Central America.
Right. I'm not even saying off, I totally agree with the move. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it is. But these are, you know, people, too, that are these pawns in this game.
I understand.
And I do feel, I really do, I have empathy for people who want to come here because it is pretty cool. At least it was.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely understood. Now I'm not so sure. Now there's like, we did that story a few weeks ago about how these, you know, young urban professionals, the yuppies from California, are moving to Mexico City because it's way cheaper now.
Well, not just Mexico City. They're moving all over the place. Like, I have friends that now live in Belize and Costa Rica.
Because you can work remote as long
and
as you
Panama.
Can rely on the internet.
I got friends that have moved to Thailand. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah,
because for some reason, the political climate in those countries is more stable. The economy is more stable and a lot more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It really is.
It's funny, though. It is. You're right. It is funny to watch you know, Mayor Bowser in D.C. and
yeah.
Eric Adams go, our resources are being strained. This is terrible. And
right. Like,
yeah, well, that's what they were dealing with. That's why they can't take care of these people in Texas and in Florida.
Right.
We're not, you know, we, I say we, I mean just Florida when I say that, are not a sanctuary city.
Well, they
towns or state.
The governor has said that. He goes, look, we're not a sanctuary state. We deal with enough immigration. We don't want to have to deal with, you know, with legal immigration. We're full and our resources are strained. All he's saying is we don't want to have to take illegals. Let them come through the right way. And when you hear that, you go, okay, I guess that sounds reasonable.
I think most people do, but I mean the people who, you know, press and that are just screaming their heads off about this and calling them a racist. And
but I feel like it should be that way with every
human
state.
Human trafficker, that was a good one today. He's trafficking humans.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep. And I mean, technically, it's not. Yeah, I mean, he is trafficking humans across the
line. By definition, yes.
But they shipped him here. And then he's going, no, thank you. We're going to go ahead and give these back to you.
And I'm with you. Like, I feel bad because these are humans. And they're being used as chess pieces, you know, like this little game. But at the same time, we're not shipping them to Detroit. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not shipping them.
I mean, they have beautiful homes in Martha's Vineyards with extra bedrooms.
We're not shipping them to Gary, Indiana.
I saw the memes are always that's how we communicate politically now, especially online. But it was, you know, the Homer Simpson meme where he backs into the bushes.
Yeah.
So the first one starts out with him out of the bushes and it's got the sign that no human is illegal and hate has no home here. And then he sinks in the bushes in Martha's Vineyard and comes out with a security sign saying you're under security surveillance now. It was just, you know.
Well, I don't know if it was the mayor there where they got shipped or something, but it was a lady, a spokesperson for whatever. And I saw the video today, and she goes, you know, we have bedding for them, and we've set up, you know, shelters. She goes, but they can't stay here.
Where are they going to go?
I know. And I was like, well, they're not welcome. She goes, we don't have enough homes for the people that live here. Then how do they live there?
This is and you point
that out. In Martha's Vineyard?
But it's just a stunt because they're not going to respond to it. Yeah, if you're reasonable, you understand the hypocrisy of it and you go, well, that's, you know, funny. But it's not going to do anything as far as like reporters reporting on this or something. They're just going to claim that he's a human trafficker and a racist. And many outlets have today. So
yeah.
I think it would have been better just to put him on a cargo plane and drop him back off at home, you know, and say, here's paperwork.
Called a murderer because you're putting him back into a bad situation.
Yeah.
It's a no-win. It's really a no-win.
It's a no-win, but at least they're not going to be, you know, if you're really passionate about no illegal immigration, then I guess you just got to send them
And
back
at the
home.
End of the day, if you're the governor of a state, your first priority is the state that you govern.
Correct.
So,
should be anyways, yeah.
Even within all of the political back and forth and BS games, at the end of the day, you're still supposed to be taking care of your state.
But at the end of the day, it's no, Florida and Texas should be taking care of these people.
That's what I'm saying. The rest of the country is like, why is Texas and Florida shipping these people out?
Well, according to the Washington Post, it should be Texas and Florida taking care of these people.
No,
and it's racist to ship them up.
We have enough people.
No,
dude,
too
I got
bad.
Stuck in traffic in Lutz today at 9 in the morning. No, I'm sorry, 10:30 in the morning.
That's supposed
to be the lowest part of traffic. 10:30, 11 o'clock.
It's too many people. I agree.
And I was with Leah, and I was like, oh, thank God we got out of Brandon. It's so like congested in Brandon now. We go to Lutz, and it's backed up traffic on 41. I'm like, what is this? We have too many people here.
I agree.
And I'm sounding like a boomer, but I feel like it. I'm on the interstate. Every time I'm on I-4, I'm screaming, go back to California. COVID's over. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. It's, you know, but like I said, at the end of the day, it's just going to be a stunt. I think it's great to show their hypocrisy with this whole stuff.
Right.
They're just going to get sent. It's just like you're just going to be like, I can imagine the Greyhound CEOs right now must be just rolling in dough. Because, I mean.
Yeah.
Where's this money coming from to ship them up to Martha's Vineyard? It's going to be coming from Florida taxpayers.
Yeah. And the sad part is,
yeah,
there are a lot of these you know, kids and women and good people that would love to live here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a lot of bad people coming over too, and we don't have a way to regulate that. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, it's just they're spill. Yeah.
It's like that. There's rules in every country. Like, you and I can't just go to another country without proper paperwork.
Right.
That's everywhere. We can't just walk into New Zealand.
You're right. But for whatever reason, the people who feel very passionate about this are just going, you need to have a heart.
I mean, you want to have a heart, but at the same time,
they have way too much heart, not enough head.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to look after the people that live here.
There are so many people in the United States, especially after the COVID era that we just kind of lived through and are still kind of in, that are struggling right now. And I wish that we would kind of get our ducks in a row. Us, I'm talking about the country.
The country, yeah.
Like, a spider, when it builds a web, doesn't just start going all over the place. It starts in the center,
right,
and kind of moves its way out.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this country going.
And then worrying about everybody else.
Yeah, it sucks. People die and people live in horrible conditions. I get it. But
yeah, but citizens are dying now.
You're always supposed to make sure your own pitcher is full before you start.
That's what I'm saying.
It out, right? That's a Bible thing, right? It's in the Bible.
I don't read that stuff, but I can give another analogy. Like, if you had people in your neighborhood that needed things, but your own family that you live with, they're starving. They need things. You would feed your kids first, and then you would worry about the rest of the neighborhood. At least I would. Selfish, I guess, on paper, but I mean, you take care of your people, and then you and your people take care of the other people.
Right.
I guess.
I think I can't. I go back and forth whether this like global community, you know, that we're in the West.
But we're really not.
But they're trying to make it that way. And because, like, I would say that the United States is totally in line with, like, the European Union. Like, they're one thing, and they all agree. And they agree that Ukraine needs to be defended by any cost, apparently, no matter how much it costs. You know, to the tune of $80 billion so far that we're going to have to, that our children, or I don't have children, but yours is old now, too, but little kids, or if the empire is still around, are going to have to be, you know, paying this for the rest of the... And it's just like nobody's doing good. There's only a small amount of people that are doing, like, really well in the country. And
right.
There's a lot of people who need help.
Yeah.
That I just wish we would just do that first. And then I'm totally okay with helping the rest of the world. We just don't have the resources to do it, it doesn't seem like, unless we're just trying to spend our way to the other side with this debt.
Yeah.
And I really think that could be a possibility, because you see how the debt, trillions and trillions of dollars, just accumulates and accumulates and accumulates. Trump spent a bunch of money, too.
Yeah.
He was the highest spending president until Obama was, and then Trump was, and I'm sure Biden will be Trump.
And then
it just keeps going. Like, how do you ever intend to pay that off? But I really feel like they're just trying to, like, build their utopia that they think these elites come up with, you know, at these World Economic Forums and these Davos meetings and stuff, and they come up with these big plans to just spend their way. You just got to build a utopia, and then you hit a tipping point, and then it's going to be great. I hope it works. Part of me hopes it works. Part of me hopes these people fail miserably.
I hope in 2 years, President Dwayne Johnson doesn't spend the money like that, you know?
Oh, he's going to. He's going to be the highest spending president of all time.
I hope he can smell what the stock market's cooking. By the way, that crashed pretty bad yesterday.
Oh, did you see? I know we got to go.
I know, I saw it.
The Biden celebrating his Inflation Act with the thing in the corner.
On CNN.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
It's down 1,000, like 1,200 points. You just go.
I saw so many screenshots of that. He's touting the reduction of the Inflation Reduction Act while the ticker bar has the stock market crash.
It's unbelievable. You got to admit, the simulation has a great sense.
I did laugh at that. Yeah. Even though it's sad to, you know, watching my country burn to the ground.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, let's see what you want to guess how this call goes.
It's going to go great.
Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hey, it is your fact checker again.
Hey, what's up?
So there are a few issues, and I'm driving in the rain, so hopefully.
Careful. Be careful now.
Careful, lady.
Don't crash.
Okay, so first of all, these are, they did come in legally because they came from Venezuela, which is a terrible, terrible communist country, mm-hmm. and they came requesting asylum. They did not sneak in illegally and get bused to Martha's Vineyard. So that's number one. Number two, they
What's
never
the difference?
Came
Who cares,
to Florida.
Though?
They
what?
Never set foot in Florida. They were in Texas, and Ron DeSantis used Florida taxpayer money to charter two planes from Texas to Martha's Vineyard to take them there.
Yeah.
So those are two issues.
All right.
That,
I'd have to. I'm, I don't want to fact check the fact checker. I know you gave yourself that official moniker, but I'm going to have to go ahead and dig in more detail before I say you're right about that.
Well, that's fine. You can, but I know I'm right, so I can let you know.
Are
I'm
these
right.
people better off in Texas than
yeah,
Martha's
what's
Vineyard?
Exactly. Like, what does that even matter?
Because he's using Florida taxpayer money when Fort Myers has an outbreak of cyanobacteria again, and all the toxic algae bloom is back, and all their water is toxic, and he could have spent that money to clean that up. But
why can't he do both? Why couldn't he do both of those things? I heard that Florida has like a huge reserve in tax dollars right now.
People from Texas, you guys are very hard to hear, by the way. It's low volume.
Sorry.
You on Bluetooth?
But why spend Florida money? Oh my God, I can't hear you.
Are you on Bluetooth?
No.
Oh,
the
okay.
phone is right next to my head.
Okay.
Is it an Obama phone? Ha!
Come on.
I got her. Just kidding.
No, I'm sure I make more money than you, so no, it's not.
Well, well, that was kind of a dick thing to say to me.
Well, you know.
I wasn't making fun of you.
I don't know.
We were doing a politics anyway. Talk. That was what I did that for.
Anyway, so because I know that I'm right, how yeah. are you justifying spending Florida taxpayer money sending
I mean,
I guarantee you I'm going to look this up later.
Well,
it's going to be wrong.
Even if he did, I mean, taxpayer money's been spent badly all the time. I mean, look, our tax dollars are never spent right, ever, on anything.
Okay, but assume I'm right, and how mm-hmm. do you justify that?
I wouldn't justify it. I don't need to justify it.
Right, we were saying that it was a political move and a stunt at the beginning of the segment.
Okay, yeah, you did say that, and
yeah.
that was good.
Mm-hmm.
You said that, but you got so much wrong after that that I had to cross.
I'm just going by what I saw
okay.
on the news.
Let's say you're right, okay, that
okay.
these were asylum seekers from this terrible
legals.
Country of or legals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they went to Texas, and Texas said,
mm-hmm.
no, thank you. So what happened? Did the governor from Texas call up Ronnie D and say, Ron, yo, I got too many Venezuelans over here, bro. What should I do? And he goes, I got you, bro. I'll send up some planes.
Yeah.
So that's what happened?
Oh, I'm sure Ron offered it before it even happened. Ron probably
Yeah, but
said,
now you're
hey,
assuming. Come on, fact checker. I need some real facts.
Yeah, hey, moneymaker. It sounds to me like you have a predisposed dislike for our governor, and then you're going to pretty much not
yes,
like anything
Ron
anyway.
Is a horrible, horrible
Would
governor.
You have rather the other guy won?
The crackhead? The meth head?
Yeah.
That'd be
yeah,
great.
I think the crackhead would be better than Ron DeSantis for sure.
Me too.
Why?
I agree.
Because, I mean, this guy
Because he would smoke crack and be funny.
You said you make a lot you said you make
better.
A lot of money. You said you're filthy rich. What kind of work do you do?
I didn't say I was filthy rich. I said I make more money than you. But
yeah, that's true. That could be it.
Okay, well, as you are insulting me, what kind of work do you do?
Well, you insulted me first, so I had
Did
to
Did I?
Back.
I asked if you were on an Obama phone because you couldn't hear us. It was
yeah.
related to what
right.
you said.
What's insulting about the Obama phone?
I asked if you
what's
were on
wrong
an Obama
with that?
Phone.
You're
because
making a lot of assumptions, fact checker.
Obama phones. I mean,
you say only poor people have the Obama
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, whoa, that's offensive.
You have to be poor to get one.
That's
do
offensive.
You?
What?
Yes, you do.
Fact
it's
check.
Wow.
True. Fact checker nails it again.
Yes, it most certainly is. My God.
Well, I don't have an Obama phone, so I'm not poor.
I want an Obama
I mean,
phone. How do I get
you
one?
Have to have,
I'm poor.
You have to meet HUD guidelines to get an Obama
Man.
Phone. You have to have food stamps.
Damn it.
You have to have something, some program like that to get an Obama phone. So,
quick,
yes,
quick question. Do you judge a person by how much money they make?
No.
Or by their impact on society?
Is it either or?
No.
No.
Not necessarily.
I mean, I judge people on their character, not how they impact anything.
What's your job? What do you do for a job?
Me? I work for lawyers.
You work for lawyers? You're like a paralegal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Cool.
They make all right money.
Yeah, man.
What, are you pulling in like 45 G's?
More than that.
No.
Yeah.
More?
She's got enough to brag. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. So you guys.
How do you deem success?
Get your facts straight before you start.
I'm looking at the story fact checker, and I don't see anything about what you're talking about. So I know you think you're right.
Texas.
This is WFLA.
Texas.
I'm looking at.
They never set foot in Florida.
They were Venezuelan and Colombian migrants.
From Texas to Florida.
Through 12 million to transport illegal immigrants from state consent.
You claimed Biden bussed people from Texas to Florida, Will, and that's not true.
No, I didn't say Florida. I know he's bussed them into other places, though, for sure.
100%. No, you said Biden bussed.
Fact checker, sorry.
This is how it works. If somebody is on one side or the other, whether it's right or left, they're going to fact check you if you say anything out of the place.
I said Florida.
Yeah. I'm all about facts. I don't care what side you're on, just be right.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know about you, fact checker.
Yeah.
You seem like you might have a bias. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry. I'm running out of phone service. I'm poor. Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry. Good God. I hate people.
I didn't say Florida, right?
I really don't like people like that. I mean, I was making a joke because she couldn't hear us.
I know.
And clearly she's hard left, so I made an Obama joke phone.
Right. I know what you were doing. They tend not to have great senses of humor.
Yeah. Maybe some of us don't deem success by our bankroll, okay? Maybe I like the fact that I'm an entertainer and I make less than you, okay? But you know what I make? I make a difference, lady. You work for lawyers. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody. Except for your family, who you feed, and the dumb, snaky scoundrels you work for.
Listen, I think we can all agree
what?
That people should